Hello and welcome to the Today Not Tomorrow podcast. My name is Oscar Isaacson and this podcast is brought to you by CrossFit TNT. This weekend was the Festivus Games and we had a couple of people competing. Deborah, Bree, Megan, Deanna, Danielle, Jeff, and Dave all did awesome. You guys competed like champions, you moved well, you had good teamwork, and we are very proud of you. We always try to encourage people to compete. It forces you a little bit out of your comfort zone. You work out a little bit extra hard on the competition day, obviously, but also the weeks leading up to your competition, and you get a little bit of an extra fire after the competition as well. If you haven't done a competition, sign up for one. If you haven't done one in a while, it's time to do one again. Don't wait around. There's tons of good things that happens from being part of a competition, and you should sign up. We are getting close towards the end of our Lurong Nutrition Challenge. It's been a lot of fun so far. People have been sharing a lot of recipes. We've been working hard, and it's going to be fun seeing all the improvements we're going to make once it's retest time. CrossFit is not just a strength and conditioning program. It is a nutrition and strength and conditioning program. In case you didn't know, we've mentioned this before, but there's actually a CrossFit dietary prescription, an official guidelines from CrossFit headquarters. And I'm going to read it to you right now just as a little refresher. And these guidelines are pretty awesome. You can always nitpick small things here and there. But overall, if you follow these rules, then your nutrition will be much better than 99.9% of the people around you. Eat meat and vegetables, nuts and seeds, some fruit, little starch, and no added sugar. Keep intake to levels that will support exercise, but not body fat. Here's a few additional guidelines that they posted a few days ago to kind of help paint you a picture of what a meal should look like. 1. If you could not have harvested it out of your garden or farm and eaten it an hour later, it's not food. 2. Shop around the perimeter of the grocery store and do not go down the aisles. 3. If it has a food label on it, it is not food. You do not see that on chicken, it's not on the tomatoes, but it is on the chips and cookies. 4. If it's not perishable, if it says best if used before 2019, it is not food. Even if you take several CrossFit classes per week, you work hard, you sweat, you try and add weight to the bar, you move up towards intermediate, maybe RX, you are still not doing CrossFit. CrossFit is a nutrition and strength and conditioning program. You have to focus on both pieces because they are super important and they help each other out. Eat meat and vegetables, nuts and seeds, some fruit, a little starch, and no added sugar. Try to memorize the sentence. Audit yourself. How many of your meals are falling within this category?
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app. Free for iOS and Android.